Last night, England qualified for the last 16 of the European Championships, but only in second place after being held to a 0-0 draw against Slovakia. Wales topped the group, 3-0 win over Germany. What we're looking to over Russia. Russia, of course, they were playing. But what I want to know is, have you been supporting England? I was watching last night and I was supporting them. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But when they're playing last night, of course you would support them. Or not, Brendan Mulgrew, commentator. Morning, Brendan.
Morning, Stephen.
And the group sports editor of the Belfast Telegraph, Jim Gracie. Morning to you, Jim.
Hi, Stephen.
How many people, Brendan, do you think, were you supporting England last night?
Well, Stephen, on last night, for very tactical reasons, I actually was hoping that England would beat Slovakia, because that would have opened it up more to both Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland's chances of going through in third place. But normally speaking, you know, they make it very difficult to support them, Stephen, and I think I'm in the majority view of football fans. You know, we can support certain Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, Republic of Ireland, but England just make it so hard to support them, Stephen.
Why?
You know, I was listening to the radio beforehand last night, a Radio 5 Live, and they were talking about the various changes. Just as an example, they were talking about the changes which Roy Hodgson made before to the team before last night's match, six changes. And the guys on Radio 5 Live, your colleagues there on Radio 5 Live, were saying, you know, we could win tonight's match 4-0. It's quite feasible. We could beat them 4-0. We could beat them easily. And that gives Roy a real problem, because does he bring those subs back into the next match? No one stopped to say, hang on, Slovakia are a decent team. We may not beat them at all. We may scrape by with 1-0. There is an arrogance around the English team, Stephen. It's within the English media. It's within the English football elite that I think makes it hard to support them. And, you know, we're hearing to this day about 1966. And I just think, imagine if they were to win the European Championships. Imagine if they were to win a World Cup. It would just become almost unbearable. I find it hard to support England.
Jim?
Well, I would second everything that Brendan said there. They are hard to love. Last night, yes, I was hoping they would win again for purely selfish reasons to help Northern Ireland. But I think the big problem with them is we mitigate against them probably because of their media and because of the behaviour of some of their supporters. The media are just unbelievable with the England team. I mean, at least, you know, when we do a bit of tub thumping for Northern Ireland, but, you know, I think we have a sense of reality. You know, the English media leading up to the World Cup were basically saying that Rooney wasn't worth his place and Rooney shouldn't be in the starting lineup. And then when
he didn't do much last night, but he got on.
No, but that's the thing, you see. But when it emerged at the weekend that Hodgson was thinking of resting him, they were saying that he couldn't be left out. He was too valuable to the team. I mean, they just ebb and flow, and there's no happy medium. And you're right. There is a terrible arrogance about the English media. Some of the, you know, England supporters.
Well, I didn't say that, boy.
Brendan said that. And to be brutally honest with you, Stephen, and this will resonate with you, watching England last night was like watching Man United.
Now, what do you mean by that?
They were never going to score. It was this sort of crab football that Van Gaal imposed upon United. It was all tip-top, back forward, keep possession, and nothing in the box.
Vardy nearly scored, didn't he?
He did. I mean, he has some said about the England team. They're hard to love, but there are individuals on the England team that I like, and I think everybody likes Jamie Vardy. Obviously, I'm a Man United supporter. I like Rooney, and I'd love to have seen the lad Rashford, you know, getting more of a chance over this tournament. But, you know, individual players, I think we like. Collectively, as a team, England are hard to love.
What is it about England, Brendan, that, you know, some people here find it difficult to support England, but they support the clubs that they play for week in, week out in the Premier League?
Yeah, that's an interesting one, Steve. I support Tottenham, and in actual fact, the England team resembles a Spurs team these days, although it's hard to, when you compare the sort of football that we saw last night, England playing against Slovakia, compared with some of the fantastic, exciting, all-out attacking football that Spurs played during the season, which is just gone. It's chalk and cheese. And, of course, there are hundreds of thousands of very decent England football fans who follow them around the world who go to all the major tournaments. I know plenty of England friends who are England fans, and I wish them well. But, you know, it's also, unfortunately, the case, this is the more serious point, wherever there is trouble to be had in a major tournament, unfortunately, it's the case that England fans are never too far away from that. Some of the scenes coming out around Northern Ireland fans, Republic of Ireland fans, in this last couple of weeks have just been joyous to see.
Absolutely.
On the TV.
It's just been...
But that's not the case with the England fans. And I think that's part of the baggage around the whole England team as well. And I think that's a real pity. And it's another reason which makes you think, the sooner these guys are out of a tournament, the better.
Here's Robert, not Robert the taxi driver. Goodness help us all.
Good morning, Mr. Nolan.
Oh, Sorry, Jim, about this. Sorry, Brendan. Go on, Robert.
You do need Jim on. You need the high sheriff on, Jim Rogers.
Oh, Jim Rogers.
You need this. Pardon?
Yes.
You need the high sheriff on. Why is this football game not on at the big screen at the City Hall here? There's taxi drivers sitting doing nothing today.
Well, because there's a fan zone at the Titanic today, isn't there?
But what about the taxi drivers who are not even getting the minimum wage, can't afford to go and watch
football? It's not all about the taxi drivers today, for goodness sake, is it?
It is about the taxi drivers.
Can you not drive round to the fan zone if you want to, if you want work, drive round to the fan zone and there'll be thousands of fans there wanting to get home after it?
But they're all walking over to Stephen. But what's the taxi drivers going to do at the City Hall here? We could watch it at the big screen at the City Hall here. We're entitled to watch this game as well, you know.
If we were talking about tulips in Madagascar, you'd be on about taxi drivers.
Stephen, there's taxi driver service in the public here 24/7 at that City Hall every day, doing a great service. They're entitled to watch this football game. We're all supporters as well. We're entitled to watch this game. It's going to be a 2-2 draw.
I wonder what that fan zone will be like at Jim Gracie today. That in itself will be great to see.
That fan zone has really taken off. I mean, a lot of people were a bit dubious about it, you know, how many people would go to it, what would the behaviour be like. It's been absolutely chock-a-block, and I have to say, it's been a harvest for the taxi drivers picking people up to come home.
Has it? So, well, because I haven't been round it yet. I might go tonight, actually. Have there been thousands round there? What's it like?
Oh, I mean, I haven't been it myself. I've been working on it. I was in Lyon last week for the Ukraine match, but I've seen the pictures coming at the Telegraph here from the nightly matches at it, uh-huh. And it's absolutely chock-a-block. There are thousands at it, and they all seem to be having a great time.
Brendan?
I was down there on Thursday, Stephen, as the match was ending, and there were literally thousands of people, and of course, because
That's
of
brilliant.
The result, everyone was in such great form. It was quite a sight, and the atmosphere looked to be just fantastic, actually. I think the fan zone has worked very well. Great innovation.
Here's Mickey in Belfast. Morning, Mickey.
How are you doing, Stephen?
Go ahead.
Stephen, I work for a German-owned company. I'm a supervisor, and I don't think it would be right for me to go in and ask the boss to let me get the boy home early to watch Northern Ireland stuff Germany. You know what I mean? What's the chances, do you think?
Well, are you going to ask?
No, I'm not.
Is the Belfast Telegraph, Jim Gracie, letting their staff home early today?
You must be joking. We've got a paper to put out front, back and middle about Northern Ireland tonight, so we'll all be around the screen here in the office, watching it in the office. And then, of course, we've got a paper to produce. So, I mean, our night will rise and fall with how the team does, because, believe me, it's an easy ride when you've got a win or a decent result to report. And the night goes quickly. Like the Poland game 2 weeks ago when we lost. Believe me, it's a very long night trying to produce a paper after a defeat.
Okay, what's your prediction for the match, each of you, tonight, Brendan?
To be honest, Stephen, I get head sort of overrules heart. I could see a narrow defeat, and yet Northern Ireland going through as one of the best place, third place teams, and I hope that's the outcome.
Jim?
My gut feeling, I think Michael will go back maybe to the blanket defence that he employed before. I think we'll be doing well to come out of it minus 2-0, and again I think that should be enough to put us through. And looking at the scenarios, Wales on Saturday or France on Sunday, and either of those we would take.
What about the Republic's chances tomorrow, Jim?
Well, I think they shot their bolt on Saturday against Belgium. They just didn't turn up at all. I mean, they've been very disappointing, I have to say. I had high hopes for them. It was a terrible, terrible group to get out of. But I thought most of the teams in that group would have cancelled each other out, and the Republic could have sneaked through. Martin O'Neill actually had planned for 3 draws to get them through, and that would have. But I honestly don't see any miracles for them against Italy, not this time.
OK, Brendan, thank you. Jim, thank you.